Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul Yenrys.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is medium-sized university student. Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Zombie Garden Club, new to Punky Radio, but not new, as we'll explain in just a second. The track's actually called Hey Little Schoolgirl, but I'm a little bit uncomfortable about the subject matter. So as far as I'm concerned, it's called medium-sized university student. Absolutely brilliant track, and we'll be playing more from Zombie Garden Club in future weeks. Tony, what is Zombie Garden Club's website?
ZombieGardenClub.com.
It is. It's Tony, Ron, Paulie B and the internet. Neil, they're all the way from Nashville, Tony.
Cool.
That's very exciting. Nearly as exciting as my current predicament, which is for the first time in how long? How long is it since I've seen you?
I probably show 300, wasn't it?
Do you think that's the last time I've seen you? 200 shows.
208 shows ago.
That'd be 4 years.
Oh,
it's
right.
Been 4 years since I've seen you in the flesh. And I'm sat opposite you. It was like, for people that don't know, out there listening in Punky Radio Land, we normally make this 130 miles away from each other via Skype. Mm. But I'm up this way, so I've popped in and we're doing it together. And I'm a bit confused. I haven't got any additional material this week, by the way.
Okay.
I haven't got. If you've got a joke or poem for us, please do email pauliebee@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs if you have a joke, and Poetry Corner if you have a poem. Very straightforward. I do like to get it. But so I'm here in your house.
Your
place that week after week people have been hearing about you tiling.
It's a good tiling though, isn't it?
It's great tiling. I've got to say, I'm very, very impressed by the situation here.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're doing a great job slowly. And it's nicer though having just heard from you and the missus that once it's done, you're moving in with me.
Yeah,
brilliant. We are happy together. Would you say that?
Yes.
I'm happy with you. We are so happy together, in fact. So happy together. And the next band this week, not quite so happy. We're only going to play some emo.
Okay.
Self-confessed emo. Kid and Blur. Self-confessed emo. But you know what? It's a bit more punk than emo, and I really like it. Band called Going Away Party. And we played a track by them the other week. Three-piece from Bucks. And they rock out suitably. Tony, what is Going Away Party's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/... Going Away Party.
No, facebook.com/ Going Away Party.
Party?
R-T-A-Y, yeah. It's facebook.com/ Going Away Party. And this is something you're used to. Quiet Weekend.
Schwanz.
She dragged her hand around me. Didn't want to show what I pulled. Hey, I drink a bottle of old weed. I wish I could sail out from that log. I said I couldn't fall for another dance. And the light went straight out in her eyes. Oh, it's pretty clear to me. You've been alone anymore. It's all in the world. So we will brand new.
you're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm getting a bit freaked out, haven't you? Opposite me. It's a bit odd, isn't it?
It feels like last time when you had the video on the screen, that was freaky.
That was freaky.
This is the real thing.
But not as freaky as the track you've just heard, which was King Automatic, and a track called Plan B, Adopt a Lap Dancer. King Automatic all the way from France. Saw him last year. Absolutely brilliant. A sort of a one-man band like you wouldn't believe. He kind of builds every track up.
Where there's a delay pedal thing is.
Yeah, he does all that stuff. Builds it up, and then it just suddenly starts. Yeah. So the songs don't really have a start and an end, because they all just sort of get going, and then they all just finish again. Absolutely brilliant. And that's off his latest album. And what we'll know is, Tony, is what is King Automatic's website?
KingAutomatic.br. FR.
No, kingautomatic.com. Okay. Probably been internet too, Tony One. Obviously, you could come round this side and cheat, but you're not that kind of guy.
I'm not.
You're Mr. Honest. Have you got any. I've called you that before. Have you got any. Mr. Honest? I'm Mr. Honest. Have you got any Facebook comments for
us? I do.
Excellent. That means it must be time for.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
And I'm not sure why I gave it the 4 second delay.
No.
Anyway, thank you very much to Katie Boyle for providing that for us.
Yes.
And of course, Paul the other one for sending it through. So, Facebook comments?
Yes. So thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, give us a cheeky follow if you like. Just let us know. Just get in touch. It's social, it's media and all that stuff. Got three this week.
Crikey Mosley.
Timo Schmidt's been in touch.
Hello, Timo.
It's been a long time since Timo was in touch. He says, hi Paul, hi Tony. Good job in the beds. I know. As I was driving around the Antwerp Ring Road in March, the right way around, I thought, gosh, I haven't been listening to Punky Radio in years. Literally. But then forgot again. So when I saw your Facebook post yesterday, I downloaded an app thingamajiggy that promises to download all new episodes as they come out on my phone. And one better way to rejoin than a track of the brilliant Dark Shadows. Keep up the good work. I'm retuned in. Thank you very much,
Joe. Yeah, thank you, mate. But I think it's sad that you've got to go to all the trouble to go around the Antwerp Ring Road before you actually think about us.
I quite like the fact that someone's on it and thinking, Punky Radio.
I'm hating this. I must listen to Punky Radio again.
At least it's a positive for the Antwerp.
And at least you went the right way around it.
You don't want to go the wrong way around it.
You really don't.
You really don't. But thanks for getting in touch and well done on listening again.
Yeah, cheers, man.
One good app, tuning. The tuning app, as an aside, the tuning app has the Punk Radio on it and loads of great podcasts. They do. If you are on the Antwerp Ring Road and you do fancy a good app experience, tune in.
Who doesn't? On the Antwerp Ring Road.
Search for Punky, you get all the episodes. It's great. Yeah. But anyway, Paul's been in touch. The other Paul.
Oh, I was just saying,
Paul's
Boyle.
No, the other Paul B.
Oh, Katie's husband.
Yes.
It's that way around now.
As always, I'm a few weeks behind, so I've just listened to the 12th of May episode. And regarding the cheap pillow nonsense, I just wanted to sing to Paul, you've made your bed, you better lie in it, in a hard left Wellertonian twang. As ever, keep all the good work, Paulie B the lesser.
Yeah, you made your bed, you better lie in it.
Right.
That's it.
Okay.
That's from that one. I know what he's on about.
Okay. Thanks for getting in touch, and word to the wife. Fatboy's been in touch.
Who has?
Fatboy.
Hello, Fatboy.
Reference Facebook.
He'd love that kitten blood just now.
He would, wouldn't he? Reference Facebook jingle. I'm so tired. Enough for everyone, in fact. You grump.
He's a grump.
He's a grump, isn't he?
We've just heard from Paul.
I know.
We've just heard from the man responsible.
He's pissing
for the
on
Facebook jingle.
He's
such a goth, isn't he, Fatboy?
Right, exactly. I think what he's saying is, can you play more goth?
I think what he said is, kitten blood.
Kitten blood. In other news, our Minga Wash singing about Oompa Loompas.
Right.
Don't know. There you go.
I already can't remember, because as soon as we played the stuff, it's gone out of the head. I have to check what we played before each week, in case I play it again.
This is good. Let's play this one.
Let's just work on the basis, yes, they're singing about Oompa Loompas.
So that's it for Facebook this week.
My goodness, you had to say something that involved thought there, didn't you? Right, that is it for Facebook this week, so let's hear it once again.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
And there we go. I'm sorry, fat boy, but we're loving it.
There you go.
Kid and Blood. Next track this week, a band called Poulo Reve. Tony, I believe I've said that right. And a band from St. Albans. So we've had Nashville and we've had Buckinghamshire and we've had France and now we're back to St. Albans in Hertfordshire. Somewhere you might be getting a little bit close to in future years, who knows? And right, I don't know how to describe this, except that it's been, I've had help picking it by a 15-year-old boy. I decided that after the first track, Hey Little Schoolgirl, we ought to even things up.
Right.
So a lad called Elliot's been helping me pick the music this week, and he helped me pick this one. He said he quite liked it, actually, which is unusual, because he primarily likes rap, but he went with this. And this band, they're a brand new band, but they're very interesting, Tone. It's hardcore, metal, punk, poetry, jazz, classical.
Right.
It's a fairly unique genre.
Okay.
And the reason that I'm bringing you to their attention, excellent guitar playing here, and their guitarist is called Max Troy.
Nice.
That is a great name for a guitar player. If I was going to play guitar in a band, I'd want to be called Max Troy. In fact, if it is his real name, he's lucky. If he's not, he's an excellent choice. Hi, I'm Max Troy, and I shred guitar. So he's going to shred for you right now. What I want to know is, Tony, is what is Poulo Reve's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Poulo Reve.
It is indeed. Facebook.com/ Poulo Reve. Tony 2, Paulie Vin Internet 2, and there lies his.
We'll be right back.
listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Did you do anything last week?
No.
Well, thanks for that. Fortunately, I did. I had my gigs in Baldock, Hitchin and Lecturers with Jeff Innocent and Eddie Brimson. They were all brilliant. Really low numbers on the Thursday night in Baldock. The sun was out in Hertfordshire. Okay. But we only got 15 people there.
Really?
But those 15 people, every single one of them said they left having had one of the best comedy experiences they've ever had. They felt like they knew us by the end.
Yeah.
I mean, they knew me, but they didn't know the others. But it was great. And then on Friday night in Hitchin, what a laugh. Really, really good fun. And we had, there were 14 sailors on the second row, which just meant I could just come out with rubbish sailor jokes all night. I had a lot of fun with that. And there's a little clip of that gig on my Facebook
page. I saw a
little clip that someone in the audience did when I got a lady from Wheat Hampstead on stage because it was her first time there and she didn't know the song
right. That
we do with the audience. So I got to stand there next to me embarrassed for 3.5 minutes. I might have played with her a little. Okay. And then on Saturday night, we did our last ever show at Lechford Arts Centre. Everything got a little bit gooey-eyed and sentimental towards the end. And then we went round the Arena Tavern, where Bob in the Arena Tavern was there, just back from his South Seas voyage involving Easter Island and the such like. And he was in such a good mood, he started buying me large whiskies. Well, nobody thinks that's a good idea.
No one, no.
I got home, but I don't remember how.
Right.
But anyway, it was a decent weekend. What I'm doing this week, I'll tell you about in the second half of the show. But right now, seeing as you did knack all, you didn't watch a movie or anything, watch a film or anything? No,
not really. We've mostly been kind of getting the house painted. So that's kind of distracting.
Bored already, right. So you're getting a house painted.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's it. It's been quite distracting.
Great.
Yeah.
I hope you go bullfighting or something when you've got this house finished.
Maybe.
Skinny skiing on acid. Right, so I might as well play the next song into.
Okay.
Speaking of bullfighting, we're moving to Spain now. This is our From the Vaults, a new regular feature halfway through the show. We play a track that we've played before, probably, or a band we've played before. This band, we first came to my attention years ago via a free to download compilation called Hispanic Stomp.
Yeah.
And if you type in Hispanic Stomp, you might still be able to get it, and it's absolutely brilliant. It's made up of, and this was from a CD called Hispanic Girls, and it's all Spanish rockabilly and psychobilly music. It's really, really good. And I've picked this one's a little bit more garagey, but as well, just type in Hispanic Stomp, you should be able to find it. This is a band called Dead Mustangs. So I'm going to ask you right now, what do you think Dead Mustangs' website is?
Deadmustang.com.
I've got no idea, mate. I don't even know where they're still going. I couldn't find out much information about them. I typed in Dead Mustangs, and one of the first things that came up, I put in Dead Mustangs Hispanic Stomp. One of the first things that came up was us talking about it in 2010.
Oh, really?
So I was talking about it 5 years ago, so there's not much there. So yeah, we'll have half a point each, shall we, for that one?
Okay.
So half our show, it's Tony 2.5. Probably been internet 2.5. Teenage Again!
Yeah.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I can't believe this show's making longer to make, being next to you, than it is. We're having a few technical issues this week. That was indeed Dead Mustangs, a track called Teenage Again. And now, Tony, it's time for... Oh, I'm assuming you do have some gigs. You got some gigs?
I do.
In that case, then, it's time for... Tony's International Gig Guide 12. So you saw what I do now. I do this big flourish with my hands when I sing that at home. And I did it just for you, my friend.
No, thank you very much.
Off you go.
Yep, another week more gigs at the 12 Bar Club. I'm going to do Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week. A bit of a change from the norm. Friday night, this Friday the 12th, Cammy Black, Witch Doctors, Ben Wood and the Bad Ideas, Andy Twyman, and some DJs. It's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. It's Friday night as well.
Yeah, the Bad Ideas.
I like that. Ben Wood and the Bad Ideas.
Ben Wood and the Bad Ideas. I'd have called it Ben Wooden and the Bad Ideas.
Nice.
But hey, what do I know?
How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is £6.
Oh, yes.
Saturday night, GV1, The Prowler Returns, Buffalo Fish, Zocalo, and One Wing Left Vamps. Oh, One Wing Left, Vamps Entertainment.
Right.
Saturday night, how much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Yes!
Finally, Sunday night.
Oh, am I on a hat trick here?
It's the 12 Bar Blues Band London Blues Review monthly residency.
You've done this before. It's a Sunday you've done night, this to me before.
12 Bar Blues Band
monthly residency. Free!
It is.
Oh,
yeah.
Got it. 660. Cut the down.
Guaranteed to know him.
More than nodding terms. Might have even had a discussion about the people between them having a party without letting me know.
Probably would have asked him to look after the cats when he goes on holiday.
Possibly. Or at least keep a lookout.
Yes.
And like if someone had scratched the car, I might have not asked. You didn't see anyone driving erratically.
Yeah.
down Hell Avenue, did you?
Exactly.
Yeah, anyway. So, should we do the song? Actually, should we play it or should we sing it? We'll sing it because we're
all
here.
Right,
so that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12. Beautiful. I'm going to play a track by a band called Cannibal Woman now, Tony.
Okay.
If north of Seattle based Native American rap rock is your bag,
have
I got a song for you? This song's a real two-parter.
Okay.
It's got different things going on throughout, so if you're one of those people that might be put off by the start of a song, wait for it.
Yeah.
It's got the start of the song features a female vocalist that I'm not sure is actually in the band, and it's quite slow, but it sets the scene really nicely, and then it bangs in to what it is, and then it all gets mixed up with itself, and oh, I love it. You'll see. Anyway, and thanks so much to Cannibal Woman, because we have played them a few years ago with a song I believe called I'm a Man, and it was very different to this. It was a real sort of garage sort of down I'm a man down and like that. Well, I think it's called I'm a Man. Anyway, it was something like that. This is very different, and it's got a real sort of Native American tribal feel to it as well. And the band are made up of the lead singer and two of his uncles, both of whom are Native American, but I am reliably informed by the website they're also a little bit Swedish.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which means this could probably qualify for Eurovision. Well, I'll ask you about the website after you've heard it. This is Ghost People.
All the people that I know alive a long time ago, Chris Rock says they're all dead. They're dead. Because
my wrong, cause the road I'm on, the truth has been dead all along. Half of the others already gone. Music's more, I can't say more. Live my wrong, cause the road I'm on, the truth has been dead all along. How many of us sing this song? The truth and all I can't say more. Send the reds off and on, the truth has been dead all along. How many of us sing this song? The truth and all I can't say more. Send the reds off and on, the truth has been dead all along. How many of us sing this song? The truth and all I can't say more. Send the reds off and on, the truth has been dead all along. The truth has been dead all along. How many of us sing this song? Truth has been dead all along. How many of us sing this song? Truth has been dead all along. Send the reds off and on. The truth has been dead all along. True. The truth has been dead all along. True. The truth has been dead all along.
Ghost people.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cannibal Woman, which is spelled K apostrophe Cannibal Woman. And what's the website?
Cannibalwoman.com.
It is. It's Tony, and that's with a K. K-A-N-N-I-B-A-L-Woman.com. Tony 3.5. Probably be the internet 2.5. Now, I'm shortly going to be giving you a startling revelation.
All right.
Seeing as we're face to face.
Okay.
But before that, I hardly dare ask this. Are you doing anything this week?
Well, we're planning a holiday.
Right. You've been planning that for a while now.
Yeah, we're going next week.
Right.
So we've booked it. We've booked a bit of it. We're going to Italy and we're going to drive there. So
you're going to drive to Italy?
Yes.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Of course you are.
We've got a place to stay on the 20th.
Where are you going in Italy? Or is that
Lucca?
Lucca, where's that near?
It's near Florence.
Right, beautiful.
So
be able to go to Florence and Siena, probably.
Yeah,
Steph would like that. She'd like Siena.
And about an hour from Bologna, where Leon now lives.
Oh, yeah. Might you bump into him?
Might bump into Leon. Yeah, and
Well, Leon's the reason you're here, of course.
Yes, the original.
Just
well,
Leon used
never on Punky though.
Leon used to do the gig guide on Pantsfield Run O'Cock for me, and then he just kind of left.
Just moved to Italy.
He just moved, and I needed someone else, and you were there. You stood in for him. I went, Tony, how about it?
There you go.
Next thing you knew,
and 11
years
history.
Later, yeah. I'm sat in your house, mate. How does that feel? Who knew the things that would have happened down the years? Brilliant.
So we're planning that. We've got planned something before it and something after it.
Right.
But the middle part's sorted.
Right, okay.
So a bit more planning and then...
Right, so you're planning something interesting this week.
Yes.
Right.
So next week I'll be able to say I'm doing something interesting and then I'm going
to
be
and
gone.
And the week after you'll be able to tell me about your interesting thing.
Exactly.
Won't you?
Yeah.
Perhaps a travelogue.
Yeah.
Doubt it. Guess what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
I've got a revelation here. Anyone who knows me will know there's certain things I don't like. One of them are hippies. I'm like Cartman about hippies. Right? Sandals. Don't like sandals.
Yeah.
Also, not a big fan of Derby.
No.
Movement being a Nottingham Forest fan. Also, do you know my feelings about camping?
No.
I hate it.
Right.
I do not like camping. I think camping's silly. I think we build houses for a reason. Yeah. I think if you go on holiday or the such like, the last thing you want to do is be in a tent. You want to be in a nice hotel where facilities are provided.
Yep.
Personal thing. I'm not a young man anymore. I know I maybe sound 17. Sometimes act it. I'm in fact 45 years old. I think that's a bit old for camping. Certainly in Derbyshire with hippies.
Yes.
So imagine my surprise when I found myself this week, as in Wednesday and Thursday, camping in Derbyshire with hippies. I'm not happy about it. It's my mate Silky's 40th birthday. He's a bunch of bloody hippies. And I'm going to be camping with them. What they're not expecting, no one knows I can physically camp and know how to.
Okay.
I just choose not to. I haven't camped since Strummer Camp when I went there.
Oh, wow.
When I surprised people with my leopard print two-man tent.
Nice.
This time around, I will be surprising a few hippies with it as well. Fortunately, there's a pub just down the road.
Okay.
So if the weather's no good, I'm sleeping in the car and going to the pub.
Yep.
Oh, no, that'd be dangerous.
Oh, yeah, you don't
if
do
I'm
that.
On private property, I should be all right.
Yeah, is that what the rules are?
I think so.
Right.
I might have seen someone else's car. That's how I'll do it. I'll sleep in someone else's car without my keys. I'm covered.
Just give your keys to somebody else.
Yeah, if it rains. If it doesn't, I'll be in the leopard print two-man tent and I'll tell you obviously all about it next week because I will be furious.
Oh,
There's going to be kumbaya stuff around campfires and that. It's going to do my nine. Anyway, happy birthday, Silky. Hope you have a lovely time. I look forward to seeing you and the rest of the hippies. That's what I'm doing this week. Right, should we do two songs in a row?
Yep.
Yeah, let's do that. So this is another one, Helps Chosen by Elliot. Oh. So now, if you're just tuning in to an online radio station and finding us on it right now, and you see this place, this show's called Punky, then you hear the next song, you're going to go, what on earth is this? It's Tony, we're going to Hong Kong right now.
Okay.
Via Metal Postcard. I'm loving the music of the Pacific Rim and Southeast Asia, etc. And thanks very much to the guys for sending us through new releases each week. I do listen to them. And every once in a while, there's one that I just want to play. This is not for Punky.
Right, okay.
This song. But it is in so much as it's off the shit. This song's off the shit. They do things differently in Hong Kong, Tony. This is about, I asked Elliot what this was and he said, it's kind of trance, techno, rap sort of thing in funny language. I went, yeah, that's about it, Tony. I believe this is sung in Cantonese.
Okay.
But when I listened to it, it was proper trippy, man. That's it, I'm going camping next week. Nice. Might as well get in the mood for it. It's an artist called Little Albert.
Okay.
Featuring Quokkin.
Right.
And I like to Quokkin. Nice and prompt for Punky Radio.
Yeah.
What is Little Albert's Facebook page?
facebook.com/littlealbert.
No, facebook.com/little-albert-has-facebook/11150756556060? ?FF=TS, and why is that?
That's a default URL.
Prepare to be confused. This is one of five mixes of this track that they actually sent me. It's a new EP with five versions of the same song on it, just to further trip you out. Sit back, relax, shut the curtains, turn on the lava lamp, and enjoy Alone Profile.
Hello Kitty, that's very funny. 滿口標準劍橋英語，香港出世又要扮ABC，一半中文一半英文。Well，我頂你住，食件蛋。 很自由，要加重路指示。几万蚊只手表，你永远唔准时。想讲些 sorry， 我话你唔识羞耻。你中意派头，我就实事求是。低调，我中意低调。望住豪宅定系唐楼敲壁石雕。低调，我中意低调。我是医生定是病人啊 ？Keep it real， 低调，我中意低调。我住豪宅定是唐楼敲壁石雕？低调，我中意低调。我是医生定是病人啊 ？Keep it real。
啲女女玩高调，但减唔走条粗腰，个样学足少女时代，但唔够高调。佢玩 rap 啲人就一早睇佢唔顺超，事关取了秒，周围界女打埋实桥，置身事外，佢哋生活咁。鬼自在，原来又喺微博晒紧名牌嘅富二代。呢、这个网络分明系俾晒命嘅精英，有三情你就搞到成身系 bling bling。你近放嗰度一时错样，一时痴情。你着上佐敦，但系成个衣荣。高调嘅人，佢哋嘅生活真系夸，一系中意打官司，一系同你分身家。攞彩即刻到，咩镬就留翻你做。充阔佬，但系个人就冇乜气度，炒晴天去。半岛着埋皮草，开空头支票，但系要翻教会祈祷。
低调，我中意低调。我住豪宅定系唐楼敲壁石雕。低调，我中意低调。我系医生定系病人啊 ？Keep it real。低调，我中意低调。我住豪宅定系唐楼敲壁石雕。低调，我中意低调。我是医生定是病人啊 ？Keep it real。
One-way ticket to Fishtown.
Love and directed to your eyes. Another victim, now you're paralyzed. Never ending void. Feeling the pressure to be liked and paranoid. The cycle keeps rotating round and round. Manipulating every sight and sound. Planting an evil deep inside you can't get out. Which liar to vote for? Just fake celebrities. Prosthetic generation glued to the TV. The cycle keeps rotating round and round. Manipulating every sight and sound. Planting an evil deep inside you can't get out. An evil lip inside you can't get.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Graveyard Johnnies and the title track from their album Dead Transmission, which means it's called
Dead Transmission.
Very good indeed. What is Graveyard Johnnies' website?
GraveyardJohnnies.com.
It is. So it's, oh, I didn't do the scores before that one, did I? So it's Tony 4.5, Paulie Beanie's net 3.5.
Yeah.
That's right, you've got a narrow lead. That Graveyard Johnnies album, it's psychobilly, but not as we know it.
Okay.
And it varies all the way through. It gets rock and roll and psychobilly and a bit punk, a couple of slower tracks on it. There's something really quite, I don't want to say country, more Americana, you know, they have that kind of acoustic, skiffly Americana sort of thing. Really interesting album, really good. Make sure you do check out Dead Transmission by going via their website, GraveyardJohnnies.com. Johnny's J-O-H-N-N-Y-S. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Oh, by the way, just before we do that, for some of you, I apologise for Little Albert, and for the rest of you, I hope you enjoyed that, because I was having a right old laugh listening to it with 15-year-old Elliot this afternoon.
There you go.
Right, so you have got a twat.
I do.
Marvellous.
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. We all need twats. We all need twats in the world. Do email me.
Everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs somebody to twat. Someone to twat. Someone to twat. Someone to twat.
Oh, and it's from Ludwig von Drakenberg III.
Ludwig!
It's been a while.
Hello, Ludwig.
And he says Goopa Goopa.
He does indeed.
The Vazenar arrangement.
I might touch you in a minute.
Hey?
I'm really excited.
Okay.
Go on, you just keep talking.
No, you're alright. No, you're alright.
Yeah,
keep away from me.
Tell me about the track, little boy.
I'm
a bit freaked out.
The Vazenar arrangement, or the Vazenar arrangement, on export controls for conventional arms and dual-use goods and technologies.
Right.
It's an international agreement to limit and control weapons. So far, so good. The problem is they are planning a revision in which software for security research and protection may become illegal. Ignoring for now the issues of bureaucracy, vagueness and chilling research, let's look at history. This has already been tried. The ITAR, International Traffic in Arms Regulations, declared strong cryptography, that thing that helps protect your privacy, munitions.
I thought you were saying protect your privates, because no. I want my privates protected from military weapons.
By strong cryptography.
Right.
It has no effect on keeping cryptography from criminals or terrorists, but certainly hindered access by regular end users. Furthermore, we are still today suffering from the effects of this ham-handed attempt to keep Big Brother watching, with such vulnerabilities as Logjam and Freak. That is why I wholeheartedly believe that the Vazenar arrangement from Vazenar is a twat. Best regards, Ludwig von Drakenberg. He did offer to send me a lightened version of that, and I said no.
I'm afraid my eyes glazed over. But that's right up your street. This is the kind of twatting you like, isn't it? Specific.
Technical. Cryptography twat.
Cryptography. I'm thinking Superman wouldn't like it.
He wouldn't.
He'd get a bit worried about it.
It'd drag a big bomb into it.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know whether they're a twat or not. I'm absolutely confused.
They clearly are.
Right.
They clearly are.
Right, well, so, I'm going to take your word for it.
So,
and Ludwig's, of course.
Of course. He wouldn't put us wrong. So, for this ham-handed attempt to keep Big Brother watching everyone, Vazenar arrangement from Vazenar
is a twat! I think.
He is.
If you have a slightly more straightforward twat, why not email Tony? PunkyRadio.com. Thank you very much, Ludwig. That's a terrific twat.
It's a great twat.
That's going down in our top 10 twats.
It is.
Nothing can beat Uncle Randy.
Uncle Randy now.
Uncle Randy's ultimate twat.
Yes.
Uncle Randy is a bigger problem than the New World Order.
We should do a top 10 twats in the year 5.
Well, Uncle Randy would be top 3, wouldn't he?
Yeah,
before.
That's true.
Uncle Randy and his family. By the way, who was it who put us in touch with, who told us about Uncle Randy?
Oh,
if you're listening, we'd like a Randy update.
Yes, please.
Nothing I like more than a Randy update.
There you go.
Right. Excellent. I love that. We haven't got a song for it. Oh, you haven't done a movie review, so you've got your tune for movie reviews, haven't you?
Yeah.
Right, so you've got to watch a film this week.
I
so you
that.
Can sing the song next week.
Yeah.
In the safety of your own home without me present, tickling your nipples.
Great.
I tickled your nipple. Last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
And how about a bit of a hardcore punk rock for you?
Oh, go on then.
Do you know what? I can't remember where this band are from. Phoenix Dharma, Phoenix Dharma. It might be Portugal. Might be Brazil. But I'm terribly sorry, Fenix or Phoenix Dharma, that I don't have the information at hand. You are definitely not from my gaff.
Right.
Anyway, they sent us through an EP just with four or five tracks on it. Really, really like it. We're about to play one right now. What is that now? This, I'm telling you now, we're drawing this week.
All right.
What is their SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/Fenix Dharma.
No, SoundCloud.com/TSONSFULL/FXDXHXCX-EP-2015-2015, right. Which is obviously a thing, but the EP is, I think, EP. But right. So it's a particular thing for the EP, but it was the only real thing I could find out about them. They are on Facebook, sort of, but not quite right. So do, you're just going to have to do some research. FENIXDHARMA. Hardcore punks don't like tomatoes either.
No, they don't.
They really don't. Anyway, that makes it. It's another draw.
It is.
Paulie being internet 4.5, Tony 4.5. This is Hardcore for Life. Enjoyed this week's show immensely, Tony.
Have you?
I hope you have too. It's been lovely being here face to face with you again after 4 years.
I think it is.
Can't believe it's that
I
long.
I think it is.
You've grown.
I've grown wider. Psycho.
Tony. You, what do you mean? Do you mean like in the shoulders or with a big fat food
big
belly?
Big fat food belly and chin.
You don't look much different
to me.
I think
well.
You look alright.
Yeah.
You actually, do you know who you do look a bit like?
What's that?
You look a bit like, wait for the end of this. You look a bit like Johnny Depp doing an impression of Hunter S. Thompson in Fear and Loathing Las Vegas. That's the look I'm going with you there.
I'll take that.
If you have one of those hats on,
I'll take that.
I'll be loving it. Drugs. Maybe you could just quickly mention the stations that carry the show online.
Yep, we are on Podunk, Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, andra.se, and we're on TBFM, which is tbfmonline.co.uk.
You should get a pipe. You should definitely get
a pipe.
A hat and some big baggy shorts, and you should go for, seriously, you should go for that. You look like Hunter S. Thompson. It's not a bad thing to say, is it?
No.
Only bear in mind I look like something from the woods. Thank you so much for listening this week. That's about it. I'm going to tell you all about camping next week, and Tony will have some information about something at some point, I imagine.
Probably.
That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poo!